Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 12th day of January. Prepper tip of the day. I think every American, teenagers and older, should know how to operate all kinds of transportation, drive automobiles, whether they have an automatic or standard transmission. Very basic stuff. Everybody should be able to drive a standard transmission automobile or truck. Ride a bicycle, ride a motorcycle, ride an ATV, paddle a canoe, sail a sailboat, and yes, even get at least one flying lesson. At least one flying lesson. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Some things to add to your list of things to do so that you can have these skills when you need them. And it can be fun, and it's always good to learn new skills, in my opinion. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Dr. Phil Myers. Dr. Myers is my physician. He's a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers and gain access to his base of knowledge, expertise, all you need to do is call his office, have that first private, no-charge consultation. That's 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doc. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. We can't continue in anything until we start.
We can't, obviously. It's been a busy morning. What can I say? You're changing the focus of your practice from general wellness to emphasizing people becoming more youthful, aren't you, sir?
Absolutely, yeah. My focus is reverse aging with neuromuscular reeducation. So everything that we do here is to support your body and your mind and your digestion and your spiritual connection to yourself. Now, if people say spiritual connection, it just can be just an awareness of like, okay, this is what my body, my mind, my intuition, my gut feeling is saying is going to be the most beneficial for me. And that, I mean, it's a trade that we all have the ability to tap into, but most of us have stayed so blinded by that ability, or that you can't trust it, or it's not not worthwhile to really pay attention to that deep internal belief structure of what you can be and what you are. Really doesn't get into people's minds much at all. And so the focus, one of the biggest focuses, is to help you see that about yourself, that, wow, I can do this. Wow, I am able to do this. And just slowly and surely helping you break those programs of incongruent belief structures that just really don't serve you much anymore. It could be anything. It's individual for each person.
It is. It is. And we talk about this occasionally, Doctor. With allopathic medicine, it's basically, you have this symptom, you get this prescription product, and it's a one-size-fits-all system that they've developed. If you have A, you get B. If you've got C, you get D. And it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, your age, sex, weight, height. And obviously there are some exceptions, but what I'm describing is pretty much what happens pretty much all the time, isn't it, Doctor?
Well, what we're seeing is a huge transition of power. Is back in the late 1800s, when the American Medical Association came into existence, their sole purpose was to create a monopoly on health care, and that anybody or anything that spoke out against their belief structure, their dogma, was considered quackery. And they threw so many things out there of terms that made everybody scared of anything that wasn't their model. And then anything, like, for example, when they went after the chiropractors way back then for quote-unquote practicing medicine without a license, well, what were they basing that on? They were basing that on the American Medical Association's foothold on quote-unquote diagnosed diseased names. If you had flu or bronchitis or emphysema, those were terms that they put their stamp on, and anybody that said we help with that was quote-unquote practicing medicine, their version of it, and was subject to prosecution. And what they, in their process of doing that, what they did was completely and utterly annihilate the belief structure in our conscious collective that we can and do change and heal those particular symptomatology named diseases by our own right. And what the chiropractors were doing, or the osteopaths, or and the naturopaths, or anybody, the acupuncturists, anybody, and I'm not just saying this with the chiropractors, but that was the major lawsuits back in that day, is they were going against them because what the other professions were saying is, your body heals itself, dude. Why are you making it everybody believe that they have to follow your regimen, that they have no power to help themselves, and unless they follow your diagnosed name, your treatment procedure for that disease, which is either in your mind, cut it out, or numb it, or put some biochemistry to change its appearance, then that doesn't make any sense. But that's what the American Medical Association and their dogma did, and it still has been playing all the way to this day. What's happening more and more and more now. It's been trickling in since like the 80s and the 90s, and definitely since the early 2000s. But especially now in late 2017, now in 2018, you're seeing a huge transition of power that people are saying, wait a second, I can change my life. I can think differently. I am able to let go of these dogmas that have been ruled into people's consciousness from my parents to my grandparents to my great-great-grandparents that has become the family motto that I was, quote-unquote, programmed in. Wait a second. This doesn't work. And it's false. And it's not even true. So I'm changing, and the collective of the amount of people that it's hitting the numbers, and we're starting to see a huge shift in power. And the establishments like the AMA are freaking out. They're like, oh, crud. We were talking about this back in 2004 within, at least when I was in school for chiropractic, my chiropractic doctorate degree, we were talking about the Titanic sinking. Get off the Titanic. Seriously. Do not go onto the Titanic thinking that if you, because one of the things about our profession that most people don't know is we have about 200 to 300 more hours of education in diagnosis. So one thing that happens within the chiropractic schooling, the naturopathic schooling, the osteopathic schooling that's close to the AMA schooling's places is that we learn their style, but then we also know the truth in how the body works and actually working with the body, working with the mind, working with the digestion, the biochemistry, and how that it really works. And so people don't even realize that when you go see your chiropractor, you go see your naturopath or your osteopath, is their education, our education, my education, is even in terms of hours of study, more than your traditional allopathic physician. And then on top of it, we know how to actually help you regain the power of your own self in teaching you how to do that. Now, you go to your individual practitioners. Everybody's going to be a little different just based upon the nuance of human being. But that's why you then go search out for the ones that work well with you. Right. So, but people don't realize that. And that's a huge thing that needs to be that people are now really realizing, like, oh, my God, these other physicians, not AMA-guided physicians, wow, they're the ones that really know their stuff. They're the ones that are going to help me regain my power because, honestly, I'm so programmed into it, I really don't know where to start. And that's an okay thing.
It is okay. And people need to get comfortable with this and know that it's okay. And then move forward get on the road to genuine health and healing as opposed to covering up symptoms with pharmaceutical products.
Oh, absolutely. Like here's a great example. Me being a massage therapist, I also hear everything, because it's funny when I'll have people come into me for the first time from a massage therapy standpoint. They always describe their bodies in terms of their pain in their shoulders, their pain in their back, their pain in their neck, and their pain in like a joint or something like that. Or I just need to de-stress. And they know right away that they're talking about their mental stress. And so you would have your traditional massage therapist who still has the AMA type of mindset going in. Oh, well, there's that knot in the shoulders. So, for example, that right-sided knot, that's right at the when you grab your shoulders with your left hand across your body to grab your right trapezius, right at your shoulder, like, oh, wow, that's that tight knot. That part of knotting is part of your psychology and consciousness of feeling brokenhearted. Whereas if it's on the left side of the body, it's of feelings of emotions of betrayal. Now, who, what, where, what, and why, that's not significant in this conversation, but just know right side is always broken heart, left side is always betrayal. Now, you have your massage therapist digging into that knot and trying to let go of that protection that you've set up for, oh my God, I had my heart broken. I'm never going to allow that ever to happen again. So you put up a protection grid. Well, then there's your massage therapist trying to dig in through that protection grid. You ain't going to break that thing. It's like Fort Knox, man. And then the same thing on the left side. That protection grid of being betrayed, like, oh, I'm not gonna, your trust value goes down, your vulnerability goes down. Same thing with the right side. And there's that massage therapist trying to dig out this knot. He's like, oh my God, if you could just dig out that knot. And yeah, it feels good. The massage therapist is exhausted at the end, and you go out into the real world and see whoever broke your heart that looked like that other person, and there you go, that knot's right back again. Because what did you not do? You as a human being need to learn how to surrender, let go, and forgive within your own self why you have put that protection grid up there for that broken heart or for that betrayal that you have. Then guess what? You start doing that mental, emotional release work in your own work. Then guess what? You go to see your massage therapist again, and they look at that knot like, oh my God, it's barely there. It's a little crunchy, but oh my God, it's like way less. Well, who did the work? You did. And then the massage therapist, when they're working on it, can help flow the energy from the nerves through the muscle systems and re-educate, neuromuscular re-education into the system so that your system completely and utterly lets go of what you have put in front of you to protect you from what you thought was going to be your the danger outside in front of you. And that's just giving your power away to something outside of you. And we do that so unconsciously. And one of the biggest reasons that we do it that way is that has been what has been taught for millennia. Like, literally, if you look at all things, the one thing that's been taken out of all systems of mental, emotional healing is the ability to truly surrender, truly let go, and truly and utterly forgive. And when I say forgiveness, I'm not talking about letting that person off the hook. Because then you're still looking as if this, that, or the other person outside of me would just do this, that, or the other thing differently, then I would feel so much better. Well, then you're just giving all your power away to the outside world. And that's the same mindsets. And I don't say it this way, but it's the same exact mindset the American Medical Association has put out there to say you're disempowered. You're now subject to all these bacteria, all these funguses, all these viruses, all these molds that are out there in the world. They're your enemy. And we are going to protect you from them. What's that completely do? Puts you in a disempowered mindset according to their dogma. And guess what? We bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
That's right. That's right. We get back from the break. We're going to have our health tip of the week. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the inter-shelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The inter-shelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 12th day of January. Yes, if you need the highest quality hemp oil, check out Canaway Hemp Oil Products at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, real simple, doesn't cost a penny. Set up that first private, no-charge telephone consultation. Call his office at 314-878-6868. Doctor, what's our health tip of the week going to be, sir?
Well, before I get to that, so we're doing these health tips of the week. We're sending all this information, and there's a lot of it. So what I highly recommend is when you're listening to these shows, go into John's archives at thelibertyman.com and re-listen to them. And then also post them to your Facebook and your Twitter accounts and your Instagram accounts to your friends and family so they also can benefit. Also, when you're hearing all this stuff, you want to hear more, following me on my Facebook and my Twitter and my Instagram accounts, it's PHI and then wholeness, WHOLENESS, That's me on Facebook and on Instagram. You'll be following some of the most state-of-the-art supplements, technologies, and information for health and wellness. And the health tip of the week is to realize that health and wellness is becoming a collective of your empowerment. So what I recommend is we're going to go through this slowly. And I said it, I kind of already said it in the show already, but we're going to go through it really slow. When you're looking at your empowerment versus a disempowerment, what the heck does that even mean? When we're talking about empowerment, what we're mentioning is when you're thinking a thought that if this person, this place, this thing, this overall event would just do X, Y, Z, like you have an expectation or a prediction that if your spouse or your friend or your boss or the bank or the bank account or if the federal government or if the establishment of dogma or the alien invasion that's going to come out or the chemtrails or anything that's outside of you, like your physical body, your physical mind, because all this stuff is inside your head, between your eyes and between your ears, behind your eyes and between your ears. Anything that you put on those things, that people, place, thing, event, if they would just do something that you're wanting or different or not do something that you're wanting or something different, then you would be affected in a certain way. You have completely and utterly given 100% of your power to that thing outside of you. And so the health tip of the day is to start recognizing that your thoughts do that more than you would ever really want them to. And I call that story, because what it is, it's all a big story. And where is that story being created? Inside your head. Now, part of this story is we blame, like, okay, well, my mom taught me that, or my dad taught me that, or my priest taught me that, my rabbi taught me that, or my friend down the street taught me that, or this was my experience, and I have plenty of evidence to show you that this is true, that if this person would have just done this, then I would have felt so much better. Story.
Here's our break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 12th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot of information at my website. We're adding a new video. It should be up by 5 p.m. today. It's the remaining part of a film done in 1919 documenting the Armenian genocide, where the Muslims murdered about 1.5 million Christians in 1915, 1916, 1917 period, time period. It was horrific. This is real history, and it's a Hollywood version of what happened during that period of time. Of course, also on my website, we have energy cleaners for sale. If you have arthritis pain, which is very debilitating, joint pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will most likely help. As of 12 days ago, we're now offering a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. And if you live in the United States, you can spread out the payments over several months using PayPal these days. MasterCard, Visa, if you need to send me a check, just send me a check. And you'll get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad in the mail. Toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking questions, calls, and comments for Dr. Phil Myers. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, just call his office, set up that first private no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So that is the first step into recognizing how you have been duped within your own mind. And again, we're not the whole process is to let go of blame. So people are going to do what they're going to do. The AMA did what they do. The chemtrail people are going to do what the chemtrail people are going to do. The water pollutant people are going to do what the water pollutant people do. The religious establishment are going to do what the religious establishments are going to do. The alien races are going to do what the alien races are going to do. It's all the same. And here's the thing. You cannot change them. You can't change anybody. We know that you can't change anybody, right? All you can do is change yourself. So the step is to just recognize that you have story, and we have a lot of them, and it's not to get not about getting bogged down. I'm like, oh, my God, there's so many stories. Where do I keep track? How do I figure this out? What am I going to do about it? Oh, my God. The anxiety, fear, worry part of that is just part of the secondary download that comes with story. It just is. So if you're having fear, anxiety, worry, judgment, resentment, and all the other stuff, all that is a secondary download to story. Like, oh, my God, if that just doesn't happen, then what's going to happen? Oh, my God, if this doesn't happen, then this is going to happen. Well, I have to do this in order for that to happen. If I do this, then that should happen. But if that doesn't happen, but if this does happen, then I'll feel so much better. And this is what the mind does. It's going a billion miles an hour, faster than you can ever catch it. So how do you catch it? Catch story in its tracks. Once you catch story in its tracks, all you say is stop. And take a deep, long breath. They stop. Like, literally, you have to say the word, sometimes out loud, stop. And then recognize where you are in that present moment. We call that grounding. When people talk about, oh, you need to be more grounded, what they're saying is to be present. Because when you're present and you've seen the memes, you can't be in the past and you can't be in the future, you got to be in the present. Well, they're absolutely right. Don't take for the granted that it's now coming out in the mainstream and people are trying to just throw these catchphrases out everywhere. What they're saying, to be grounded, to be present, is to recognize that you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. And it's not a catchphrase when you hear that you literally are, everyone right now is exactly where they're supposed to be. The only reason that you believe you're not is because of story, living a past experience of a projected future that you think or do not want to happen based upon what you think this, that, or the other person outside of you needs to do or not do, so that you, yourself, can experience a world in a different way. This tool right here, and I, like I said, I recommend listening to this podcast again and again and again and again and again, and then listen to it again until it is so ingrained in your head. Because remember, you're reprogramming neuromuscular programs. Any thought that you have, anything that you learn from conception to 6 years old, and then built upon your experiences from 6 to the present moment has programmed you, rightfully so, because that's how the neurology works. And here's the thing, you're being empowered right now because you're learning the tool that the establishments know. They know how to manipulate us, and they've been doing it for years. Well, you know what, people? This is their tool that they've been using against you to program you to believe that you are a disempowered being, that you're like John's the barefoot peasant and incapable of making sound decisions upon your own. Unless you are for them. Period. So this is the tool that is the complete antidote to anything and everything you want to deprogram from programs that you see not fit for your life. And you want to know what all of those unfit programs are? Any program that says that this, that, or the other person needs to do this, that, or the other for me to be this. Period. Start with that tool, and I guarantee you your life will start being completely and utterly way different than you can't even imagine what your life would be like, because your imagination is only playing on the past and on a projected future based on a disempowered belief structure. So right now, your right brain, creative brain, can't even think outside of this box. So do you want to start thinking outside of the box of story? Recognize that you live in a story land. We do. You live in so much story. I've been doing this for years, and I catch myself living in story daily. First thing you wake up in the morning, I do meditation to get my mind set on reality, on presence. And throughout the day, I'm continually saying certain phrases to keep myself in present moment. And then at the evening, I go through another meditation and do a gratitude of what I'm grateful for. Now, here's the thing, and I've mentioned meditation a couple times, that I can just hear the wailing and grinding of teeth. Nobody that ever starts meditation is good at it. Nobody. So if you're afraid, like, well, I don't know how to meditate. I can't meditate. Well, how long is he wanting me to meditate for? Do I have to meditate for a minute? Do I have to meditate for 30 minutes? How long do I have to meditate for? Do I have to meditate for my entire life? Oh, my God, I can't even imagine this. Oh, my God. Meditation is a tool. It's a process, and I can tell you no one's good at it. And if you say you've been doing it for XYZ many years, great. I'm so happy for you. Continue. Because if you stop, then you're going to go right back into story land. Meditation, only thing that, what is meditation? Meditation is the ability to not live a projected past, and not live a past experience into a projected future, and living in the present moment, subtracted from story. That is the essence of meditation. And in meditation, you can start doing this. And like I said, even the best of us, Tuesday, I had a day here. I was so many things, money, job, finances, and career all day long, taking care of other people, taking care of myself. I went to my yoga class at the end of the day at 7 o'clock at night, and it took me almost 15 minutes of the hour class to recognize my brain was still running a billion miles an hour in story. And I was like, okay, now I can slow it down. Now, hey, that was pretty cool. It only took me 15 minutes to recognize it, whereas in my past, I know from experience that that story could have been running a day, a week, a month, and a year. But now you're going to start catching these things sooner. And the more you start catching story, and the more you start surrendering and letting go and what we call forgiving, and which is first thing first, recognize story, say stop, breathe, and recognizing where you are in the present moment. From a linear standpoint, that's pretty much how it works. From a logical left-brainer, I'm living in story, got it. Stop, got it. Breathe, got it. Where am I? Oh, I'm sitting in a chair talking on the phone. Got it. There, you just meditated.
It's simpler than people think, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, it's so simple. And like I said, and I'm explaining it to my left brain logical people. My right brain people are saying, dude, that's really complex. But for a left brain logical person, that is what needs to be heard. And so the right brainers, when it comes to meditation and letting go of the box and letting go of what has been said and what has been concretely put in front of you, right brainers are pretty good at surrendering that. But the right brain thinker needs to recognize that they can put this finite idea into actuality. And just because it's finite and just because it is in a concrete format does not mean that you're stuck in doing it that way. Like, for example, the type of yoga that I like to participate in, because I'm a right brain thinker. If anybody really knows me and anybody's really listening, I'm a right brainer all day long. But for me, I need that structured system, because my life lives in such a creative tornado of what would be considered chaos, but not chaos in terms of randomness, but chaos in terms of a centeredness. I thrive really well when I live in an environment concrete, finite boundaries. And when I have concrete, finite boundaries in my life, oh my Lord, and who is this Lord I'm talking about? That's a joke. Oh my God, it is, it's so much easier for me to settle in. And so, for example, the yoga that I do, it's the same moves all the time. It's the same sequence. It's the same flow all the time. Because what's that do? I don't have to worry or think about what's the next position, what's the next posture. All I need to do is just continue focusing on my breath, noticing I'm in the present moment, and if I recognize my mind wandering, oh, it's so much easier for me to let go, because the class itself is designed to keep structure intact. So for your left brainers, yeah, having to think logically helps. But for you right brainers, having some finite boundaries is also very helpful. And that creates what we call a balanced mind.
And having a balanced mind helps everything else work out, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, amen. All day long. Because then you can think outside the box and then put that chaotic centeredness into a finite little piece of space. And then you can take that finite little piece of space and break it apart and throw it into chaos and create something completely new. Like, for example, I'll go back to yoga again, because it's just a really good example. because it has some physicality to it. Downward dog, where your hands are on the floor and your feet are heels are on the floor, and you got like this pyramid-looking thing that your back and your spine are doing. Now, that is a finite move. Now, within that finite move, there are a trillion, billion, infinite possibilities of breath, movement, and expression. Which one's right? None of them. Downward dog is downward dog, and it will never not be downward dog. But if you watch 70 people in a class doing downward dog, and if all 70 people are only paying attention to their own self in their own present moment and not, whoa, what's that person do? Oh, my God, they're doing it so much better than me. Or then that's just judgment. That's just story. And you just gave your power away.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 12th of January. One more time, real easy to get started. Just call Dr. Phil's office, set up that first private, no charge consultation at 314 878 6868. We've got about 3 minutes here, Doctor.
So the health tip of the week is to recognize story. When you recognize story, you recognize that you've been giving your power away to something outside of yourself, and that when you recognize that you've been giving your power outside of yourself, you can then say stop. And when you say stop, you then can take a breath. And when you take that breath, you recognize where you are in your present moment. And then just continue staying in a consciousness of present moment. Now, here's the thing. You're going to lose it in about a second or two. That's okay. Like I said, no one is good at meditation when they first start meditating. Don't get disgruntled. Set an alarm on your phone for every hour to at least to catch yourself. Say, oh, okay, let me get into presence. Let me just recognize, oh, I don't have to be in the past. Oh, I don't have to be in the projected future. I am right now. And you'll recognize, oh, my God, I've been living in worry for like the past hour. Oh, my God, I've been living in judgment and resentment for the past hour. But here, at least guess what? Now, at least now, every hour, you stop it. And so it no longer has momentum to continue creating a stress response on your body. No longer is creating that stress response, that resistance, that high cortisol, that higher insulin resistance, that higher blood sugar imbalance, and that lower growth hormone for growth and potential. When you're living in story, those things get shut down so quickly. So just that's the health tip of the week, to really start recognizing this ability within yourself and use 2018 to be way, 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 way more connected this year than you were last year. So when 2019 hits, you're so far ahead of the game. 2019 is going to be an amazing year because 2018 was an amazing year. It's because you made it that way, not because the year was a certain way, which then gave you some type of superpower. You did it for yourself.
Well, this is people's heads up. They're getting the knowledge. They're getting the information they need to get in contact with you, Doctor, and really move forward to have the happy, full, fun, productive life that we all want to have. Right, Doctor?
Amen. You deserve it. Go for it.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, we're pretty much out of time here. I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, as always, and look forward to having you back next Friday.
Talk to you then. Have a great week.
Okay, you too, sir. All right, it's been a fun week, and we've got a weekend coming up, a good time to recharge your batteries, maybe start a new skill, and so forth. So in the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend, and God bless America.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.